opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, it's definitely a divisional game. It's definitely more hostility in the air. I heard they're talking about how what they're going to do and this and that. And we're just going to talk with our pads and our helmets. You know, that's how we roll over here. And you know, it's definitely hostility, and it's definitely going to be a little. It's going to be a bloodbath for sure. But and we're ready for it. So it's going to be fun.
That's Nnamdi Matabike back in the Justin Matabike days. That was heading into a game against the Bengals. He referred to it as going to be a bloodbath. And the Ravens, if memory serves, got killed in that game.
Yeah, it was a bloodbath on the scoreboard.
Nnamdi Matabike was an incredible player the year before last, which led to a contract extension. He was just good last year. And PFF put out their rankings of interior defensive linemen, and they ranked him 12th.
Yeah, now, it's interesting because this was not just based on last year. They're looking at basically the last 2 to 3 year body of work. Of course, they're incorporating their own grades into it, which are highly subjective, but they're using their sort of numerical system as their guide. I do think it's interesting. He still falls in. I mean, if you're a top 12 interior defender, you're I would say that's pretty elite.
He's getting paid like one.
Well, yeah, and I mean, here's the list. It's Chris Jones, Dexter Lawrence,
yeah,
Cam Hayward still at 3.
He had a great 35. Year last year.
He did. Quinnen Williams at 4, Jalen Carter at 5, Leonard Williams at 6, Derek Brown at 7, DeForest Buckner is getting up there at 8, Jeffrey Simmons at 9, Christian Wilkins, who signed a mega deal with the Raiders at 10, Vita Vea at 11, and then Nnamdi at 12. Aleem McNeil of the Lions at 13. Milton Williams
just
of the
signed
Patriots
that big deal,
just signed a big deal coming off over from Philadelphia with the Patriots. It's interesting that a lot of these guys, one of the biggest knocks on them is injury. And we don't talk about it enough. Matabike has been pretty damn durable.
He hits the post.
Pretty damn durable. I mean, Vita Vea's missed a lot of time. Aleem McNeil was every defensive lineman on the Lions went down last year for a long time, and he was one of them. Simmons has had his issues. So that feels about right for me. Like, I still feel like he is a top 10-ish D tackle in this league. And could he have another top 5 D tackle season? I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Well, he certainly got that ceiling in him. And in 2023, he had an Aaron Donald-type season. He tied an NFL record for 11 straight games, recording at least half a sack. And in those 11 games, he had 29 quarterback hits as well. Where last year, he didn't have the same impact. That Bengals game on the Thursday night, he was dominant. He had 3 sacks, but that was really the only one. The Steeler playoff game, he had 2 sacks there. But it's getting back to the consistency with Nnamdi Matabike, because he was a totally ascending player each of his first 4 years, his stats went up across the board. Tackles, tackles for loss, sacks, quarterback hits, where last year was a dip. How's he going to respond?
He's got
to
be better. If they want to go where they feel like they can go, and Jason, you talk about pass rush all the time, a part of that is they need to get that consistent interior pass rush that Nnamdi Badambike was giving them the year before last.
You think about this list, and it's not the end-all be-all, and this is subjective, and I've got a lot of issues with PFF. No. But I do think it's hard to win in this league if you don't have a top 10 D tackle. And, like, again, I gave you the list, but think about the teams that are represented, right? The Chiefs are represented really high on this list. The Eagles are represented really high on this list. I don't think that's, like happenstance. I don't think that's ridiculous. I think you look at who has broken through. You look at who could break through. I mean, you look at what the Eagles did to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I think you need a dude like this. You need somebody like the Bills don't have one. You know, Ed Oliver, I'd probably put in. I don't know where they have him on this list. I'm guessing he's around 16 or something like that.
He's 19.
Yeah, so I would have him in that like 16 to 20 range. You know, I just start thinking of teams that I think can win a Super Bowl. Like, I don't have the Bengals there because I don't buy their defense. Like, the Broncos got some dudes. Like, could I see the Broncos taking a leap forward again? Like, I could. A lot of people are high on the Commanders. I'm not so high on the Commanders, and part of the reason is I'm not sure Dan Quinn's going to be able to scheme it up all the time. You know, he fell off a little bit from the second year in Dallas to the first, and I don't know if they have enough dudes up front. But, like, one of the reasons I'm bullish on the Ravens is even at his worst, if last year is considered his worst, this is still a real building block D-tackle.
Yeah, interior pass rush is just so important in this league. And this isn't to excuse his season for him, but we brought up multiple times, how much did he miss Clowney? How much did Clowney help with that 13 sack season?
That's a different body type. You have to respect those levers, those limbs, that strength. I absolutely think it was a factor. And again, we talked yesterday about how broken the defense was. I mean, the secondary was such a... I mean, it was a fraud secondary for 10 weeks. I mean, what's Matabike going to do? It's bombs away. Like, they're just picking on Brandon Stevens. They're picking on Marcus Williams. They're picking on Eddie Jackson. I mean, like, what? I mean...
Even the Bengals game on Thursday, he had the three sacks, but they were
picking on Roquan in coverage. They're picking on Trenton Simpson in coverage. Wiggins is a raw rookie who they like to throw on a lot. And, you know,
he played well.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was better at the end than the beginning. So, I mean, what did they really have going for them? Well, they could stop the run. But who's running on them? You know, they didn't have Pierce until the second half of the year, and then I think that had a lot to do with the defense at all three levels being better. But I the D coordinator was over his head. I mean, the linebacker coach and the secondary coach were fixing to be fired.
Gonzo.
So I think Matabike could certainly, we talk about this list a year from now, and is he back in the top six? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all.
By the way, I want to let people know, I saw the phone ringing when we were talking last segment about Ryan O'Hearn and Sagano and trades. At 3:45, we're going to be taking your calls, 410-583-1057. So the bottom of next hour, your thoughts on what to do with O'Hearn, Sagano, and other veterans on this baseball team with the Orioles coming up at the deadline. Orioles obviously take on the Mariners game 2 of a 3-game set coming up tonight at 9:40. Baltimore baseball tonight, though, is at 6. It's the Bone and Jim Hunter. But coming up next here on the program, Northern Exposure and Browns. I don't know if you know this, but they have tons of quarterbacks, and they're in their OTAs. And what about this quarterback room? And they're getting everybody working. What's Kevin Stefanski think about his quarterback so far? We'll hear from the coach of the Browns. That's next, Northern Exposure, here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.